Jaw? Sawal Kiye Jaw? Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host, Vidya. I have some very special guests in the studio with me today. But first, all our housekeeping. Safari Quiz Show is brought to you by Safari Kids, the preschool and after-school program, which is doing a lot of innovative stuff in education, making education fun. Check out their website at safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com, and you'll be sure to find the location close to you. Safari Quiz Show, our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show, of course. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you want to send us feedback, participate on the show, or send us your musical performance, that is your children's musical performance, because we're still looking for musical showcase pieces. This is your performance by amateur musicians, kid musicians who are learning either vocal or instrumental music, and we want parents to send us their recordings or come to the show and play live. So that's the Safari Quiz Show. I want to mention something very interesting that's happening for kids that's brought to you by Safari Kids. 11th, 12th and 13th of December, the International Kids Festival is coming to town. This is an unprecedented opportunity for your child to learn from the best fashion, dance and acting gurus. There are going to be sessions on personality development, on public speaking, on fashion, dance, and there are some big celebrities coming for the show. InternationalKidsFestival.com is the place to go to check out some more information. 408-471-7347. Let me give you that number again. 408-471-7347 for tickets and enrollment. But the best thing, I guess, would be to go to InternationalKidsFestival.com. Just want to thank the sponsors of that show: Sanjeev Gupta CPA, Prince Realty, Dr. Milu Sinha of Smile Zone Dental, Chat Bhavan, and Travelopod. All right, so we have some of the members of a robotics team in the studio with us today. They are here to talk about their robotics team, how to get going, how to get started, what are the fun things you can do there, as well as play the game, of course. So let's quickly meet them. Our first contestant is Anushka. Anushka, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me here.
So Anushka, tell me a little bit about yourself first.
So I'm a part of the team Metal Magicians, and it's been my second year, and I'm really excited to start this new year.
Tell me where you study and what grade you're in.
I go to Mission San Jose, and I'm in ninth grade.
And when you said you started it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you need anything to know, anything special to start the robotics team? How did you get going?
At first, I went to this class where I started learning the basics of robotics, and then I got an invitation to join a team, and that's where I got started.
How many teams are there in Mission San Jose?
In Mission San Jose, there's quite a bit.
Many teams? Multiple teams?
Multiple teams.
Okay. How many?
I'm not exactly sure, but there's
ballpark?
At least five.
Five robotics teams. That's awesome. And where do you go to compete?
There are various high schools that volunteer to give their gym as a field. So it happens like a lot during the year, and you can choose which competition you want to go to.
And is there an organization?
The organization is US First.
US First. And how old do you have to be to participate in a robotics team?
There are multiple levels in which you can go as junior FLL, which is for younger kids. Then there's FLL for slightly older ones, and FPC, which is the one we're in, from middle school to high school, and FRC, which is for high schoolers.
And it doesn't matter if you haven't done the junior bits. You can just join at any level?
Yeah, any level you feel comfortable with.
Excellent. All right, let's meet our next contestant, Manav. Welcome to the show, Manav.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You need to speak really close to the microphone. So tell me a little bit about yourself personally first.
So I'm a freshman at Mission San Jose High. This is my first year with FDC, but last year I was part of an FLL team. I'm interested in becoming an engineer. That's why I'm doing FDC, and I'm also taking the engineering course at school.
Cool. Is it an engineering stream?
It's mainly, like, they show technical drawings and then, like, what it takes to become an engineer, like, it's pretty basic.
Cool. So, you'd been part of a junior league.
I was
an
part
FLL
of
league.
FLL, yeah.
What was that team's name?
Name of that team was the Fusion 4. There were four of us, and we liked the name of the car, Ford Fusion, so we named it the Fusion 4.
Fusion 4. And what robot did you build that?
That was built only with Legos. In comparison, this year we used Tetrix parts. Tetrix is a mix of, it's mainly metal, then there's a few plastic parts. But yeah, last year was mainly Lego.
And what did you make with it? What did your robot do?
So it was a basic robot that could move forward. It was mainly the attachments we used, like arms or hooks, that actually did the task for us. Many of the tasks, you had to bring a Lego piece towards you, so we had to build special hooks and arms, but the robot was basic.
So its basic job was moving and grasping things and bringing them back.
Yeah.
Roughly. So cool. All right. Our last contestant for today is Apoor. Welcome to the show, Apoor.
Hi. Thank you for having me here.
So Apoor, tell me first a little bit about yourself.
I'm Apoor, and I go to Mission San Jose High School, and I'm a freshman in high school.
And how long have you been doing robotics?
This is my first year being on an actual team, but in my spare time, I enjoy doing robotics at home by myself.
Using Lego technique and things like that?
Using Lego Mindstorm.
Lego Mindstorm. That's right. Awesome. So tell me what the project you're working on this year is.
So we're doing FTC, which is First Tech Challenge. This year's challenge is basically, there's a mountain, and you have to climb the mountain using the attachments that you make on your robot. So we're using an arm to pull our robot up, like, the ramp, and eventually we have to perform a pull-up on, like, the pull-up bar at the top of the mountain.
So to do robotics, do you have to be very good at math?
It depends what role in the robotics team you play. In some, you need math to calculate how much distance you need the arm to go and what angle it should bend. And in other fields of the robotics, you just need to know how to assemble the pieces so it works at its maximum efficiency.
So there are different roles.
Yes.
So we'll talk about a little bit more about the Metal Magicians and how the robotics team works for all those of you who are interested. We're going to first do a round, then we take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk to the kids a little bit more about their robotics team. What I want you guys to do listening at home is, if you have any questions for our contestants here about the robotics team, please do write it or put it up on our Facebook page, the Safari Quiz Show Facebook page. If you go there, you can just put in a question, and we'll make sure that we check our Facebook page during the break and ask them those questions when they come back. This is Safari Quiz Show again. Our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. So the kids this time have decided their topics, which made it, in a sense, easier for me, and I think a little bit harder for them, because they gave me such broad topics that I can pretty much ask them anything in that. So we're going to get sports out of the way first, because sports is one of their topics. Just to recap the rules one more time, we have 3 categories, 10 questions each, with a listener question at the end of each category that is open only to the kids listening at home. The questions, if answered correct, we have a buzzer in the studio. When the kids hit the buzzer tells me who buzzed first, and only they get to answer the question in the beginning. If they get it right, they get 10 points. If they get it wrong, they get -5. If they get it wrong, the question passes to the next person, who has a choice to say pass or answer the question. No penalty for passing. But if they answer the question, they get 5 points if they're right and -5 if they're wrong. You can buzz in any time while I'm talking. It's not Jeopardy style where you have to wait for me to finish. But the moment the buzzer rings, I stop talking, which means you may only get the partial question. So that's a little risk you have to take. If you think you absolutely know the answer, go for it. You can buzz in any time. If you think that you need an additional clue, then wait for me to finish the question. If none of you get the answer, I'll try giving supplementary clues. All right? Our first category is sports, but let's first test our buzzer. Anushka, Manav, and Apoor. All right. Buzzers are working. You guys ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Sports is our category. Our first question. Which basketball team holds the NBA record for the most regular season games won in a season? That's Manav.
Chicago Bulls, 1995 to 1996.
All right, 10 points to Manav. Chicago Bulls, indeed it is. And Manav, I barely heard your answer because you weren't close enough to the microphone. I'm guessing the listeners at home would have even more trouble. All right,
okay.
So let's do really quickly. Okay, question number 2. Name 2 basketball teams from California. All right, Manav, I guess.
Los Angeles Lakers and Sacramento Kings.
I'm very upset that you didn't say Golden State Warriors. 10 points to Manav. All right. Question number 3. Where is the next Super Bowl game going to be held in the NFL? All right.
San Francisco.
That is not correct. Technically, it's not San Francisco. So question passes to minus five. Question passes to Apoor.
It is in San Jose.
Not correct again. Question minus five to you. Question passes to Anushka.
Pass.
This is not your topic. It's Santa Clara. That's where the stadium is. Okay, question number four. Ronda Rousey recently had her undefeated record broken in which sport?
Mm-hmm. UFC, which is wrestling.
That's right. So I'm guessing Manav picked this subject. All right, 10 points. He's certainly walking away with this one. Question number five. Davis Cup is associated with which sport? Of course, Manav again.
NASCAR?
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Davis Cup. So this question goes to Apoor. Davis Cup is associated with which sport?
Pass.
Pass. What about you, Anushka?
Pass.
It's tennis. Tennis. Davis Cup is a country-to-country sports event in tennis. Question number six. Which Indian won in the mixed doubles at the U.S. Open tennis this year? Which Indian won in the mixed doubles at the U.S. Open tennis championships this year? I'll give you a supplementary clue. He won it with Martina Hingis as his partner. In fact, he created a record because he won the maximum number of mixed doubles at the U.S. Open tennis ever played. No?
It's
a complete blank. And that would be Leander Paes. Leander Paes. So I see tennis is not a strong subject. Unfortunately, the next question is also a tennis question. Okay. Who is the only player, male or female, to have won the Golden Slam in tennis? That is, winning all the slams in the single calendar year.
Roger Federer?
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Question passes to Manav.
Pass.
Pass. And what about you, Apoor?
Pass.
It's Steffi Graf. Steffi, it's a woman who's done that. All right. Question number eight. Who won the FIFA Men's Soccer Championship last year? Who won the FIFA Men's Soccer Championship last year? Come on! Okay. No? Not at all? Okay, I'll tell you who they play. Okay, go for it.
Germany.
Germany is right. 10 points. Good job. I was going to give you the name of their opponent, but that's fine. Question number 10. Question number 9. Name any one current team in the Indian Premier League. Go for it, Manav.
Oh, that was Apoor.
Apoor. Yeah, go for it, Apoor. Sorry. Anyone. Whoop.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I did confuse you with the name, so you have a second to go ahead and...
Delhi Tigers.
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Anushka.
Pass.
Pass. You want to give a shot?
Chennai Tigers.
No. Tigers? I don't think there are Tiger teams in there. No. I'm sure the people listening at home know that there are no Tiger teams as far as I can tell. So, minus five for Apoorva. No, yes, for Manav. We've come to the end of this round. The rule we have is that if we have negative points at the end of the round, they go to zero and we start afresh in the next thing. All right, so the next question is only for our listeners. Michael, it's 270-8830. Have I got that right? Yes. Our call-in number is 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. And here's your listener question in the category sports. Oh, actually, we have one more question left. Why did I... No, sorry. Let's finish question number 10 first. Little brain zap there. Question number 10, still open for the kids in the studio, is name either of the top two countries in terms of earnings on esports. Because esports now is a big deal. People play games like League of Legends, Dota 2, Halo, and people make a lot of money. So there are two countries which lead the rankings. You can name either one of them. I'll give you a clue. They're both Asian countries. Want to take a chance? Yeah.
China.
China is number two. That's correct. So He had minus 5, so he gets 5 points. We're not done with this yet. So he ends the game with 5. All right. Cool. Did you know the top one? Any guesses? No points for or negative points.
Japan.
No, it's not. It's Korea. It's Korea. All right. Now we go to our listener question. 510-270-8830. What are the sports team from Stanford University called? What are the sports team from Stanford University called? Michael, may I have a paper and pen? I didn't set up. All right. There we go. Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ajay and the answer is Cardinals.
Thank you, Ajay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air. Hello? What happened? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Neha, and I think that the answer is Stanford Cardinals.
Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is Cardinals.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu, and the answer is Stanford Cardinals.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishruth, and I think that the answer is the Cardinals.
Thank you, Vishruth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Mahi, and the answer is Cardinals.
Thank you, Mahi. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yathath, and the answer is Stanford Cardinals.
Thank you, Yathath. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jake, and the answer is Stanford Cardinals.
Thank you, Jake. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Stanford Cardinals.
Thank you, Shreya, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jesse, and the answer is Stanford Cardinals.
Thank you, Jesse. Jesse is our last caller. Welcome to the show, Jesse. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be Apoorv's turn to pick a winner. From all our correct answers, we'll see what the answer is. We'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. And most importantly, we'll talk a little bit more about the robotics team, Metal Magicians, and just starting a robotics team and how to go about it. If you have any questions for our kids in the studio today, they can answer it. You just need to send us the questions on our Facebook page. Safari Quiz Show is our Facebook page. Please go there and post the question, and we will be happy to answer them on the show as best as we can. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. The second grade.
and techniques to build your confidence, self-esteem, and ongoing personality? Then check out the International Kids Week Festival brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kid, happening on December 11th, 12th, and 13th. The International Kids Festival is coming to town, bringing you experts in the field of dance, acting, and personality development. To learn more and to register, check out internationalkidsfestival.com or call 408-471-7347. That's 408-471-7347. The International Kids Festival, brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kids for the first time ever.
Sawal kiye ja. Better, better. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with ninth graders. Am I right? Ninth graders Anushka, Manav and Apoorv. And just before we started, they talked to us about starting a robotics team. Their robotics team at Mission San Jose is called Metal Magicians. They actually have a website at Weebly, right, which I picked out some information and pictures from. So if you go to our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show, you can see the link to their website and even pictures of the kids who are part of the team. We learned a little bit about what robotics teams are and what they're doing, but we're going to learn a little bit more. If you have any questions for the kids in our studio, please do post it on our page, Safari Quiz Show, on Facebook. All right, so Anushka, the thing I wanted to ask you was, how many members are there on your team?
On our team, there are 7 people.
7 members?
Yeah.
And before, when we were talking, Manav mentioned that the tasks are divided among the 7 members, right?
Yeah, there's like programming and building.
Okay, so give me the detail of who does what.
Okay, so we have our main builder, Sarab, who helps like build the structure, and then we have Abid and Manav and Apoorv and everyone else pretty much who helps and pitches in the rest of the building.
Okay.
And then we have our main programmer Aman, and mm-hmm. he works on Android Studios, which is a Java-based programming.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have Anand, who also helps program.
Are there any parents involved in this, or the kids do everything themselves?
We try to do everything ourselves. The only things we ask for parents is just like cutting some pieces. So.
Oh, pieces need to be cut as well?
Yeah, in order to make some modifications, we want to like change the shapes of some pieces.
Ooh, so some serious tools are being used.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So you have some people who have primary responsibility for building, primary responsibility for programming, and then they allocate the tasks?
Yeah.
So, Manav, you mentioned, did you also take a course in robotics or engineering like Anushka did? Is there something you can talk about? What preparation you did to be part of the team?
No, I was just part of an FLL team last year. And then FLL is for middle school. Then in high school, you can do FTC. And
so you just came through without the prep.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, Anushka, why don't you talk about that? Since you did take a course on that. What did you learn in that course?
Okay, so I took an FLL course originally, which I learned the basic programming for NXT Mindstorms.
Mm-hmm.
And using that, you can apply those skills into the FTC.
So where did you take the course?
I took it at somebody's house where they had a team and they were offering lessons.
So they were offering lessons.
Yeah.
So that's a stroke of luck. If somebody just wanted to be part of this, how would they go about it?
So pretty much you can just get your friends and like who are also interested and just register a team onto US First.
Okay. Who has, Apoorv, do you have experience at the younger levels doing robotics and can you share a little bit of your information on that?
I have not been part of an FLL or junior FLL team, but I have done robotics on my own time, like going online looking at like cool robots to build and just building them on my own and just using... just programming them so that they can just do things like clean the floor or just like...
So it is something that... This is, again, using the Mindstorm, Lego Mindstorm program?
It's Lego Mindstorms EV3.
And it's something that you can self-teach?
Yeah, it's self... Yeah, you can self-teach it.
My understanding is it's pretty expensive, though.
Yeah, it is.
It is expensive. What's a typical kit cost?
It's around 350 to 400.
Wow. Yeah. So you have to be pretty committed to it, huh?
Yeah.
But is it something that you can share and do two or three people together can work on it?
Well, yeah, you can invite your friends over and always, like, collaborate and, like, one person builds something and the other one does other things.
That's very cool. All right, so people, we're going to move on with our next category after looking at our winners and our scores. But again, I want to mention, if you have any questions of the kids in the studio, please do post it to our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show, and we'll be sure to ask them. All right, when we went on break, we asked our listener question in the sports category. What are the sports team from Stanford University called? Yes, the answer indeed was Cardinals. And from all the correct answers, it was Apoorv's turn to pick a winner. Apoorv, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner is Vishrut.
Vishrut, all right. So Vishrut, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, this is really important. In the subject line, say question 1, November 21st, 2015. In the body, the question, answer, your name and contact information. All right? So it's very important that the subject line be correct. It should be question 1, November 21st, 2015. All right, let's look at the scores in the studio. Anushka has yet to open her account. Manav, how many points do you have?
I have 15.
25.
Oh, 25.
25 points, yes, the red ones are 10. And Apoorv?
I have 5.
5 points, okay. So they did give me a sports category and so it was a very wide category. My advice to the next set of people who are giving me their own categories is to narrow it down so that you know exactly. If you had said just basketball, then you would have just wiped the floor with the thing, right? Okay. Our next category, again provided by them, is social media. Social media, and whose category was this? Anushka. All right. So, I know that I'm going to be asking you about a bunch of social media sites. Now, some of them, obviously, there's so much chatter and stuff happening in the market that there could be multiple sites that do the same thing. So just to avoid confusion, I've taken these definitions from Wikipedia. So even if there are multiple sites, only one would answer to this particular definition. All right? Everybody ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Anushka? Manav? Apoorv? All right. Buzzers are working. Michael is ready with the points. Here's our first social media question. Application that's great for showing your friends on Facebook and Twitter of all the places you've been, not just on vacation, but doing everyday things such as work, school, and eating out. Application that's great for showing your friends where you've been or where you are, not just on vacation, but doing everyday things such as work, school, and eating out. So,
Snapchat.
No, that is not correct. -5. Question passes to Apoorv.
Facebook?
No, that's not correct. I said for showing your friends on Facebook. So you need to give your 5 points up too. And Anushka?
Pass.
It's Foursquare. No, not aware of it? I guess it's an old people social media site. Okay, question number 2. Business-oriented social networking service. It's mainly used for professional networking.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is right. 10 points. That's Apoorv. Good job. Question number 3. Free website where users can upload, save, sort, and manage images and other media content through...
Instagram.
No, that's not correct. Through collections. Question passes to Apoorv.
Can you repeat the question?
Free website where users can upload, save, sort, and manage images and other media content, that is video and images, through collections.
Pass.
Snaps?
No, that's not correct. It's Pinterest. Pinterest. All right, next question. Microblogging platform and social networking website that allows users to post multimedia and other content to a short-form blog.
Instagram?
No, that's not correct. Users can follow other users' blog as well as... No, he doesn't have... Oh, yeah, he does. Users can follow other users' blogs as well as make their blogs private.
Tumblr?
Yes, Tumblr it is. 5 points. Actually, she owes me points, so she doesn't get anything. Michael, she owes me -5 in this one. Yeah. All right. Question number 5. Image hosting and video hosting website and web services suite that allows users to share and embed personal photographs and effectively an online community. The service is widely used by photo researchers and by bloggers to host images that they embed in blogs and social media. Image hosting and video hosting website. So here, this is like, these are all collections of pictures that other people use to actually pick out and use in their blogs and articles and things like that. They're not community based. They're more like collection based. No? Blank? Flickr. All right, next one. This one you'll know. Short form video sharing service where users can share 6-second long looping video clips.
Vine.
Yes, Vine is right. 10 points. Good job. No, 10 this time because she paid off her debt. Okay. Question number 7. Online social networking portal that facilitates offline group meetings in various locations around the world. It allows members to find and join groups unified by common interests such as politics, books, games, movies, health, pets, careers, or hobbies. So it's a networking portal that actually helps you meet people in the real world. No? It's not just online. The online is just to facilitate the organization. But the actual stuff happens in the real world. No? Blank, I see. Meetup. Meetup.com. Okay, question number 8. This surprisingly addictive app gives you the ability to take a picture, add art and text if you like, and then send it to recipients for a set amount of
Snapchat.
That's correct. 10 points to Manav. Alright. Question number 9. A proprietary cross-platform instant messaging client for smartphones that operates under the subscription business model. It uses the internet to send text messages, images, video, users.
Mm-hmm. Oh, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp is right. 10 points. Good job. It's way more popular outside the US than in the US though. Alright. Question number 10. This is a word. It's like vocabulary, social media vocabulary. Word for taking two pieces of content and putting them together to make something new. Word for taking two pieces of content and putting them together to make something new. It's called a what? When you take music from somewhere, text from some, or words from somewhere, put them together and make a new thing. What is that called?
Is it a meme?
No, it's not a meme. Minus 5. Passes to Anushka.
Pass.
Apoor?
Pass.
It's a mashup. A mashup. Alright, that's it for our social media category. And we come to our listener question. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Which is the most watched video on YouTube? Which is the most watched video on YouTube? Take your time, look it up, and then get back to me. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Gum Gum Style.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris, and the answer is Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is TSY Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Shreya. That's Sai. You're on the air.
My name is Shelly, and the answer is Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vic, and the answer is Gangnam Style.
Is that Vic?
Vic.
Welcome to the show, Vic. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Jesse, and the answer is Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Jesse, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yathat, and the answer is Gangnam Style.
Thank you, Yathat. Yathat was the last caller for our second question. We're going to take our next break. Remember, you can send us questions on Facebook for our kids in the studio if you have any interest in forming a robotics team of your own, or if you're part of a robotics team and have some questions for them. We are listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jia, Sawal Kiye Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. The reason you're sounding so sad is because the questions were really difficult in the last category. Let's hope the next one is better. But a few things first. Let's first take a look at what was the listener question before we went on break, which was, which is the most watched video on YouTube? It is indeed Gangnam Style by Psy. And from all the correct answers, it was Manav's turn to pick a winner. Manav, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner is Lippy.
Lippy. All right, Lippy. Congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Very important in the subject line, say question number 2, November 21, 2015. Okay, so before we look at the scores, actually, yeah, let's take a look at the scores. Anushka?
I have 10 points.
10 points. What about you, Manav?
25.
And Apoorv?
10.
10 points. Okay, still very close. We'll see how this round works out. But before that, I have one last question. Time doesn't permit anymore. This one is to you, Anushka. How many girls are there in your team?
I'm the only girl.
So when you go compete, do you see more girls?
There are a few teams that are all girls, but
that's great.
There are more boys. Teams.
Why do you think? Have you talked to your friends about this? Why there aren't more girls in robotics teams?
Originally, I did have a previous friend who was in this team, but she left for oceanography.
Okay.
Because she felt like that was really what she was interested in. But I feel like girls are sometimes intimidated by the number of boys that are there.
Overwhelmingly boys, right?
Yeah.
But is there something that, have you found it uncomfortable to be in a team with all boys?
It gets difficult at sometimes. But,
because?
It's what I want to do, so I keep going.
No, but why does it, what is difficult about it?
Sometimes they have their personalities that are very outgoing.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit irritating, I might say. But overall, it's okay.
The boys in the studio are like, what? This is the first time hearing of it. So if you had any advice for girls who are interested in robotics, what would that be?
I would say find other people that you know very well and just leap in it together.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Absolutely. There shouldn't be anything stopping you from doing it if you're interested, right?
Yeah.
If that's what you love. Awesome. Well, let's go to our next category, which is phones. So let's do a quick buzzer check. Michael is warning me. I don't have too much time. Anushka, Manav, and Apoorv. All right. Awesome. Here's our first question in our category, phones. Lumia is a phone brand of which company?
Go ahead. Nokia.
Nokia is right. And you have to say it right into the mic, Apoorv, because This is your category, right? All right. Question number 2. Android names its operating systems after candy. Name any two. Go for it. That's you, Apoorv. Go ahead. Oh, no, it's Manav.
It's marshmallow and lollipop.
Marshmallow and lollipop are absolutely acceptable. The others are gingerbread, honeycomb, ice cream sandwich, jelly bean, eclair, froyo, cupcake, and donut. Oh, and Kit Kat. Let's not forget. Isn't that cool? All right. Question number 3. Which is the biggest iPhone in the market, size-wise?
The iPhone 6S Plus.
Absolutely right. 10 points to Apoorv. Question number 4. Which is the latest version of the Samsung Galaxy Note?
The latest one is the Galaxy Note 5.
5 is right. Excellent. Question number 5. What is the country of origin for LG phones? Go for it, Manav.
Korea.
Absolutely right. Awesome. They know their phones, huh? Question number 6. Which was the first smartphone? And I'm going to give you some... Oh, okay.
The T-Mobile G1.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Question passes to Anushka. Actually, I was going to give you... the question is now close... Hang on a second. The question is now close to Apoorv, but it's now... I'm going to finish the question. I didn't finish it. It's open now for buzzing to Manav and Anushka. Which was the first smartphone? The IBM Simon, Palm Treo, Nokia 9000, Kyocera 6035, or the Motorola DynTAC? Each one is a different company, so you can just pick the company if you like. Which was the first smartphone? IBM Simon, Palm Treo, Nokia 9000, Kyocera 6035, or Motorola DynTAC? Want to take a guess? Either one of you can buzz. No? Don't want to take a chance. It's the IBM Simon. All right. Question number 7. This photogenic application allows you to get that perfect shot and make it look cooler and even add that vintage 1970s touch to it.
Adobe Photoshop Express.
Nope, that is not correct. Though I'm sure you could do that. So maybe I should give you 5 points. But that's not the answer I was looking for. It's an app. So that's the reason I said.
But that is
What's that?
That is an app on the phone.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll accept it because I know very little about this. So give him 5 points and I'm going to keep the question open because that was not the answer I was looking for. Anushka, you want to take a shot at it?
I'll pass.
Yeah, Manav?
Pass.
It's Instagram. Okay, question number 8. What is the term for the phenomenon where the phone auto-dials because of inadvertent contact?
Butt dial.
Butt dial is right. I was looking for pocket dial, but butt dial is absolutely acceptable. All right. Question number 9. Which is the world's most expensive phone?
iPhone 6S Plus.
No, it's not actually. It's barely scratching the surface of how expensive it is. So question passes to Apur.
I'll pass.
It's a sort of, yeah.
I'll pass.
It's a sort of a trick question because it is an iPhone, but it's a tricked out iPhone. It's called the iPhone 5 Black Diamond, which has, as you can hear, black diamonds on it. So it's like very, very expensive. All right, question number 10. What is the smartphone's camera measured in?
The amount of megapixels.
Megapixels it is. Good job. 10 points. And that brings us to the end of this. And so the next category is for the kids at home. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Here's a question in the category phones. What does the G in 4G stand for? What does the G in 4G stand for? Mm-hmm. Hey, our kids at home are young. Hi, you're on the air.
Sure, my name is Chris and the answer is Gigabyte.
Gigabyte? Okay, thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pratyush and I think that the answer is generation.
Thank you, Pratyush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti and the answer is generation.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas and the answer is generation.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jesse and the answer is generation.
Thank you, Jesse. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yathart and the answer is generation.
Thank you, Yathart. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly and the answer is generation.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut and I think that the answer is generation.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shriya and the answer is generation.
Thank you, Shriya. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Mihika and the answer is generation.
Thank you, Mihika. Mihika was the last caller for this question. If you're still interested in answering questions and being a part of the show, please do write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our listener question as well as who won our contest in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're pretty much winding up. We have the last couple of minutes. So let's quickly get to our listener question. What does the G stand for in 4G on your phones? It does indeed stand for generation. From all the correct answers, it was Anushka's turn to pick a winner. Anushka, who is the winner of our third listener question?
The winner is Tejas.
Tejas, all right. Good job, Tejas. Write to us. Remember, in the subject line, it has to be question number 3, November 21, 2015. Question number 3, November 21, 2015. Okay, so let's take a look at our scores in the studio. Anushka, how many points do you have?
I have 10 points.
10 points. What about you, Manav?
50
points, and this phone round was really good for Apoor. Apoor, how many points do you have?
45.
Ooh, so close. All right, our winner today is Manav. Let's all give him a big round of applause. Woohoo! Thank you all for coming. We still have questions left for our robotics team, but we have another set of members of Metal Magicians coming next week. So if you still have questions for them, please do write to us on our Facebook page, or you can send the questions to safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we ask those questions in our next show next week, same time, same place. That's all we have for our show today. The show was produced by Michael and Ms. Deepa. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jija, Sawal Kiye Ja.